Good Wednesday morning. I'm Patrick Campion, and you're listening to 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. And it's time for us to put a little emphasis on that word community. And in this case, we're talking about our Ypsilanti community. Right outside our back door is Brianna Kelly, and she is here from On the Ground Ipsy, part of Concentrate Media. It's a project we're proud to be a partner of. And Brianna, welcome.
Thank you.
Let's do the 30,000 feet spiel again. Tell us... What is On the Ground Ypsilanti, and what are you involved with?
On the Ground Ipsy is a five-month news initiative that's ending at the end of December, but we're looking to extend the project. So I've been embedded in the community, working and living in Ipsy, kind of keeping my ear to the ground, connecting with members of the community to really find out the stories that people want us to tell.
And that's a thing we hear a lot is that traditional media coverage of Ypsilanti and the greater Ypsilanti area, and by that I mean the city and the township, is generally fairly negative. If somebody gets shot, if there's a drug deal gone bad, if there's problems with the schools, you're going to hear about that in Detroit media.
Right.
But when somebody starts a garden to serve homeless and people that don't have easy access to food, you don't hear about that in Detroit media. Grades go up across the board and test scores and graduation rates go up in Ypsilanti schools. You don't hear about that in Detroit media. So those are the kinds of things we'd like to focus on. Yes, there are issues in Ypsilanti, but we're here to talk about people working on the ground to solve those issues or at least provide a helping hand.
Yeah.
And a helping hand, I think, describes pretty well your guest for today and the focus of this week. What were you looking at?
I had the wonderful opportunity to write about Hope Clinic, and I brought Hope Clinic's new executive director, Doug Campbell, with me.
Hey, good morning, Doug. Welcome.
Good morning. Good to be here.
I'm glad we get to meet you here for the first time. We've done work with Hope Clinic in the past, but you and I have not met, so welcome to the WEMU airwaves.
I appreciate it.
Let's start a little bit with, I think, if you lived in this town for more than 5 seconds, you know the words Hope Clinic. You've seen the sign. You've heard about the services. But give us a little background, the elevator pitch. What is Hope Clinic? How did it start? And what is it doing now?
Okay. Hope is an amazing place. And I say an amazing place because when people walk in through the doors, they have this overwhelming sense of peace and joy. And I know that sounds, they have this sense of peace and joy. But that people describe that time and again when they walk in. And so Hope, when you walk in, you come in often hurting, often in need, and we meet you where you are and give what our name is, Hope. So it's not just the services of free medical care, free dental care, food, emergency food packages, laundry, social work care, the list goes on. But we meet them where they are and give that sense of hope in the midst of what they're going through.
And I think we hear that word a lot, relief. We hear hurricane relief or disaster relief. And I think what you're describing falls very much into that realm of that sense of hopelessness that you have if you can't pay your bills, if you've got medical issues you can't get taken care of, if you just can't feed your kids and you're worried about where their next meal is going to come from, that is a crushing feeling inside. So I think Hope is a great name for what the services you offer there are. How did it grow in our community?
Yeah, it's an amazing story. There is a man named Dr. Dan, as he's affectionately known. And so 30 years ago, he felt this call to come here to Ypsilanti and to care for those who are hurting, literally physically hurting. And he felt this because he had been doing work in Midland, Michigan, and he was caring for migrant workers. And amazing story. Dr. Dan would work his full day. He'd go home, have dinner with his kids, and then he'd go back out and treat migrant workers from about 7 at night to 11 until it got dark. And just had this incredible passion and just didn't want to bring attention to himself. He just did it. And then he felt when he came here to start Hope Clinic, which is just a Saturday morning, open the doors, people came in. And it's amazing to hear those who are at the start, that people just from the neighborhood even came in and started bringing food. And they said, here, this is for your patients. Not without, they weren't asked. They just showed up at the door and said, here, we want to help. So here, the community. So caring for the community, by the community. And that's why even today when we talk about the expansion and where Hope is, that so many of the people who are clients and patients either become volunteers while they're getting help and also afterwards. So I talked today with a woman who had received the help from Hope a couple years ago and gone through horrific experiences. And she now talks about the joy that and strength and sustainability she has. So she's giving back. So she comes back twice a week to help because she knows the difference that hope made for her, and she in turn wants to pass that on. She wants to make a difference in others' lives. We don't hear about that often. You know, you highlighted that at the beginning. Isn't it amazing to think that people quietly, they're not drawing attention to themselves, they're saying, I want to make a difference.
It's a Scrooged moment to a degree. Bill Murray's speech at the end of Scrooged, where he's talking about, you know, Christmas is a great time to go see your fellow man and hand him a blanket, hand him a sandwich, whatever. But that feeling of joy, wouldn't it be great if you had that every single day? And it sounds like you're providing an opportunity not only for the community to come in and get help, but the community to offer help to others as well. And I know that that's a shared joy then. You're bringing that passion and that experience to others. Brianna, what struck you about Hope? I know you've been very complimentary of it. You've been impressed by the services. We've had some community newsrooms there. You know, what was it about Hope Clinic that really struck you as, man, this is a place I got to write about?
Well, right off the bat, I was just impressed by the array of services that they offer. But once I dug in a little bit further, I was really struck by the focus on human connections. So Doug kind of touched on that a little bit. It's really the bond that's formed between the clients and the volunteers. That's really what drives this whole feeling of hope and kindness, is that human connection. So they feel that, you know, I might be at a really tough place in my life, but there are people who care about me and who want to make sure that I can get back on my feet.
So Doug, you talked a little bit about Dr. Dan's path to eventually create the Hope Clinic. What was your path to Hope Clinic?
Well, I've just started about 5 weeks ago, coming for 6 weeks ago. And I knew about Hope, and I had encouraged people to come and get help at Hope. And I had known about the work and the passion of the work of the volunteers and the staff there. And so when I came in to Hope, seeing the passion for the people and glimpsing that and what they cared for, and I want to be part of that. And so when they invited me to be the new executive director, I want to build on that vision, that original passion to caring for people who are hurting and seeing them as whole people, not just for an ailment, not just for as a number. You know, when they walk in, you see them eye to eye and encourage them where they are. And so that's why I'm so excited to be part of this, to build on this.
What's your vision for the future of Hope Clinic, and how are you going to achieve it?
Well, as I've come in, the biggest goal I've had is listening to people, listening to clients as they come in, patients as they come in, listening to the community leaders. I've been going around to meetings locally, church leaders, and saying, what are the real needs that you see right here in our neighborhood, right in our small part of the world? Not trying to change the whole of the world, but our little corner of it. And hearing the needs of everything from concerns about jobs to the continued crisis in healthcare to food distribution that they need. So we're seeing, well, what can we do as be part of that? So I want to build on that original vision and then listen to what are the specific needs right here in Ypsilanti. And to build on that, what does that look like in the future? So right now, it's still in that listening process.
I know our audience, you know, firsthand, obviously, we experience that generosity of wanting to be engaged with the community service. If they'd like to reach out to you and find out more about you, where do they find you, and how can they help?
Yeah, well, we get almost 400 volunteers on average a month. And that includes everyone from physicians, nurses, nurse practitioners, dentists, but also just people who want to come and help with food distribution, hands-on care, cleanup. We also are looking for people who have broad array of jobs, technology, business people, folks who can give help so that we can expand those services. So if you go to thehopeclinic.org, thehopeclinic.org, they can find opportunities there, whether that's bringing food. So we've got a list of what we can accept, because we're also one of the biggest depositories for food gatherers. So in terms of that food distribution, but we have folks, we had a guy, I think you were there, Brianna, who just showed up with a big, huge bushel from his own garden. He said, here, and walked back out, you know, just to bring that food into care. You don't see that every place. This is a unique place because people want to be part of that giving back, of caring for those who are hurting, and do so as holistic view. It's not just one thing. It's the whole person.
A community newsroom today?
Yeah, we're at Cultivate now.
Okay, at Cultivate.
4 to 7
So we missed
PM.
Hope Clinic. That was the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
All right, but if you still like to swing by Hope Clinic, I'm sure Doug's not going to object with a visit.
Absolutely.
But okay, so what time is that today?
4 to 7 p.m.
4 to 7 p.m., and we can catch you online. You're going to be doing the Facebook Live thing again.
Yep.
Facebook.com/ConcentrateA2.
Mm-hmm.
I got it right the first time this time, ConcentrateMedia.com. Of course, you can find everything at WEMU.org as well. Brianna, what's next week going to bring us?
I'm writing about the improvements that the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority is looking to make to the IPSI Transit Center.
Oh, so were you at the meeting Monday night at the community meeting? Awesome.
I was.
We're looking forward to that then. We'll talk to you next week. Doug, thank you so much for being here today. Glad to have met you. I hope we have lots of conversations in the future.
Thank you for your support. We appreciate it.
This is On the Ground IPSI, our partnership with 89.1 WEMU and Concentrate Media on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.